I want to share with you a story that touched me very deeply. Somebody once came in to Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zichrono Livracha with the following problem. His daughter was a kala, engaged to be married, and her entire life, her aspirations were to marry someone who has a future to be a budding Talmud Chacham. And now, after she was engaged, it came to light that this bacher is not holding at all by learning. He's not holding by learning. It was a mistaken match. And now he wants to know what he should do. Should his daughter break the engagement? So this father came in to Reb Shlomo Zalman and posed the question. Reb Shlomo Zalman sat with him for a while, analyzing every aspect of the question. And then Reb Shlomo Zalman said, "Your daughter should break the shidduch." That's my psak. She should break the shidduch. The father left. When the father traveled home and came home, he came into his house, and his house was like in a tumble. And his daughter's face seemed to be glowing. He was like, "What's going on?" His 12-year-old son came over to him. His hand was shaking. He said, "Tati, you know what happened? The phone rang a little while ago, and I answered the phone, and the person said, 'Hello, this is Shlomo Zalman Orbach on the telephone. Can I please speak to the kala?'" He said, my hand was shaking. I couldn't even give her the telephone. You know what that is? The Gadol Hadar, the Pesach Hadar, is on the telephone. He went and he gave the phone to his sister, the kala. And Shlomo Zalman told her on the phone, "Your father was just by me. He's on his way home. And I want to tell you something, that I told him to break the shidduch, that you should break the shidduch. But I want you to know, don't worry. Your dreams are going to be fulfilled. You're going to find your right shidduch. I'm guaranteeing you." He said, "I'm zogging you too. I'm telling you, don't worry. Everything's going to be fine. You're going to see." And he went ahead and he explained to her about that this is the right thing to do, and you're going to see, you're not going to have charata, everything is going to work out great. And that's ended up working out. But can you imagine? The father came with a question, "What should I do about the shidduch?" Reb Shlomo Zalman thought it through, and he gave a psak. What would we think to do? I gave the psak. The psak was, the shidduch is off. You should break the shidduch. Reb Shlomo Zalman didn't stop. Reb Shlomo Zalman went ahead before the father got home and before it was going to break out. Who knows what's going to turn over Shamayim V'aretz, heaven and earth, about you breaking a shidduch. Reb Shlomo Zalman himself called the girl who he didn't know this family, and he went and calmed them down and prepared them to be able to weather the storm. This is such an important lesson that we have to take out of this story. Many times someone will come to you and there'll be a question what to do. And you'll make a decision. Let's say for a random example, let's say somebody has a business and he has employees that work for him. And he goes ahead and makes a decision that he has to let go of one of his employees. One of the employees, it's not working, he has to let him go. So now, you can say, "Listen, I made a decision. I know this is the correct decision. He's not cut out for this job. He's ruining things for the business. I have to let him go." So a person can say, "Okay, that's the right decision. I have to let him go." But then let's take this story of Rav Shlomo Zalman. Let's apply it to ourselves. One second. If I'm letting this person go, this person is not going to have parnasa. If I'm letting this person go, this person might become a broken person emotionally. The person's shalom bias might suffer. The person's children might suffer. So then I'll say, "You know something? Let me work this out. If he's not good for my job, before I let him go, maybe I should find him a different job. Maybe I should already, before I let him go, I'm going to keep him on an extra month. I'm going to network with some friends that I have to try not to have to put him through torture for a month and hurt his shalom bias, hurt his emotional state, hurt his children. I'm going to work something out and I'm going to foot the bill for another month of keeping him till I could go ahead and work out a situation that he shouldn't become broken." Or maybe even more than that, We know there are many chashav yidden balei tzedakah, if they can handle it, they say, listen, he's not cut out for this job. I'm going to go ahead and make him some type of a different type of desk job, something, not the same thing, not to leave him go until he finds something else, not to break the person. The point we have to learn now from the story of Reb Shlomo Zalman is, even when the decision is right that we have to do something, we have to go ahead and not just say, I made the right decision. No, it's not my business anymore. To try to as much as we can to alleviate the pain. And I'll tell you this, we don't know. Well, we don't know if Reb Shlomo Zalman reached out to the chassan also and tried to calm him down and tell him, listen, it's a mistake and shit, the things will work out for you. But this is a job of a person when we have to make a decision. It's not just to make our decision and let the pain just roll on other people. It's to try utmost to take the responsibility to sit and think how we can alleviate the pain and try to work out things as best as possible as we can in this situation.